Harris to reveal VP pick this week. Here's the shortlist. Vice President Kamala Harris, now the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, will announce her running mate in the upcoming days from a shortlist that includes Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Vice presidential candidates are often chosen to add something to the ticket that the top candidate lacks, such as geographical or demographic identity or the ability to help win a swing state. An added factor in this case is that Harris is a latecomer to the race, according to Aaron Dusso, a professor of political science at the University of Indiana, Indianapolis. That means voters will be learning a lot about her over the next 3 months, Dusso told the Epoch Times. We'll be learning about both of them at the same time, and that could make this vice presidential pick more impactful than is normally the case. Here's a look at the top candidates, what they might add to the 2024 Democrat ticket, and what their drawbacks may be. Josh Shapiro. Some analysts say Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 51, is the best choice to join the Harris ticket. He won his 2022 gubernatorial election by a 15% margin, making him a rising star in Democrat politics. He has a 49% approval rating in a state that is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Candidate Joe Biden won Pennsylvania and its 19 electoral votes by 0.2 percentage points in 2020. Gives them a fighting chance in Pennsylvania, and that's the ballgame, political strategist Kevin Sheridan told the Epoch Times. But that comes with a drawback. Many Democrats see the governor as insufficiently concerned about the plight of Palestinian people in Gaza. The downside for Democrats is if he reignites the Hamas wing of the party, and they get major protests and violence in Chicago, Sheridan said, referring to the upcoming party convention in the Windy City. Shapiro said he became interested in politics as a boy after seeing the lack of personal freedom for ordinary people in the Soviet Union, according to his campaign website. That prompted him to start a letter-writing campaign to give hope to Jewish children behind the Iron Curtain. Shapiro graduated from Georgetown University Law Center. In 2004, he was elected to the Pennsylvania legislature, flipping a seat Republicans had held for decades. He later became the first Democrat since the Civil War to chair the Montgomery County Commission. Elected as the state's attorney general in 2016, he prosecuted more than 6,500 drug dealers and seized more than 1.5 million doses of fentanyl. If Democrats were savvy, they would go with Josh Shapiro, Republican strategist Ford O'Connell told the Epoch Times. Mark Kelly. Senator Mark Kelly, 60, can help Harris in Arizona, a must-win state, according to strategist Brian Darling. Democrats carried Arizona with its 11 electoral votes by less than 1 percentage point in 2020. Kelly could also start strong, which could be an advantage in a relatively brief campaign. He has the highest name recognition among the vice presidential contenders, and 45% of Democrats hold a favorable view of him, according to an APNORC Center poll. A potential liability for Kelly is that Worldview Enterprises, a company he co-founded in 2012, received investment funding from the Chinese tech company Tencent. Worldview Enterprises, which provides aerial surveillance balloons and other technology to both the U.S. military and private businesses, says Kelly no longer has any connection with it. Kelly was a U.S. Navy combat pilot and NASA astronaut before his election to the U.S. Senate in 2020. After joining NASA in 1996 with his twin brother, Scott, Kelly flew four missions on the Space Shuttle Endeavour in 2001 before commanding its last mission in 2011, spending a total of 50 days in space through his career. When you're looking down from space at Earth, it really puts it into perspective that we're all in this together, he said about his career at NASA. In 2020, after being elected as Arizona's second Democratic senator, he advocated for the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan and the Bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Act. He also introduced a resolution that would require all members of Congress to make their official schedules available online. Andy Beshear. At age 46, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's youthfulness is an advantage, according to Ken Coleman, a professor of political science at the University of Michigan. In 2018, Beshear was elected governor of Kentucky, in which Republicans have a supermajority in both houses of the state's General Assembly. Beshear could appeal to moderate and independent voters. On July 30, nearly 50 progressive leaders from across the country signed a letter urging Harris to choose Beshear or Walz instead of Shapiro. Adding a person who is from the South would help give the ticket geographic balance, according to Dusso. He would be an interesting choice that moves a bit outside what would be considered safe. However, Kentucky is not a swing state. It has opted for Republican candidates in each of the last six presidential elections. In Beshear's first term as governor, he announced $29 billion in private sector investments for nearly 1,000 economic development projects to create roughly 51,300 full-time jobs. He worked to create the $500 million Cleaner Water Program to provide clean drinking water to thousands in the state for the first time. Prior to that, he served as the state's attorney general and sued former Governor Matt Bevin multiple times over alleged abuse of executive powers. He secured a $17 million settlement with the Bayer Corporation over claims of misleading women about blood clot risks associated with birth control drugs. Beshear also sued nine companies that manufacture or distribute prescription opioids. Not only must these opioid companies be held accountable for what they have done to Kentucky communities, but they should stand in our courtrooms and explain their actions to the families of their victims, Beshear said in a statement at the time. Tim Walz. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, 60, is perceived as someone who can speak to swing state voters, though he is not from a swing state, Darling said. Minnesota is one of the most reliably Democrat states in presidential elections. It hasn't voted for a Republican in 52 years. Like Beshear, Walz was suggested by the nearly 50 progressive leaders who urged Harris not to select Shapiro as her running mate. Walz is an Army National Guard veteran and former high school teacher. He served six terms in Congress beginning in 2007. And was the highest-ranking enlisted soldier to serve in the U.S. Congress. He was rated the seventh most bipartisan representative in the 114th Congress by the Lugar Center at Georgetown University. Walz spearheaded a plan to provide universal free school meals, has pushed to get Minnesota on 100% clean electricity by 2040, and expanded paid leave for workers. He also worked to preserve Minnesota's health care access fund and lowered taxes on seniors and small businesses. Pete Buttigieg. Most of the analysts the Epoch Times spoke with consider Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, 42, the least likely choice. He gained significant name recognition through his 2020 presidential campaign, in which he won the Democratic Iowa caucuses, after ultimately becoming a cabinet member in the Biden administration. According to Dusso, he's also a good public speaker. Buttigieg lives in Michigan, a swing state that Democrats carried by 2.8 percentage points in 2020. The state now has 15 electoral votes. However, Buttigieg's Michigan roots do not run deep. He relocated there in 2021 after serving as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, from 2012 to 2020. I don't see any upside to putting Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the ticket, Darling said, noting that he has little executive experience. Buttigieg was an officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve for 7 years, taking a leave of absence from the mayor's office for a 2014 deployment to Afghanistan. He briefly ran for Democratic National Committee chairman in 2017, but eventually withdrew from the race. As Transportation Secretary, Buttigieg has supported Biden's Bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Act, introduced a national roadway safety strategy, and awarded more than $9.5 billion through more than 800 projects to enhance transportation in communities nationwide. Harris is expected to announce her selection at a campaign rally in Philadelphia on August 6 at 7 p.m. Nathan Wooster contributed to this report.